Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Agent Daryl. We're here at the Fan Expo in Toronto, 2015. And we're here with an amazing artist, Mr. Tim Seeley, and we're going to talk to him for a few minutes.
So, yes, Tim Seeley, an old friend of mine, actually, from back in the Devil's Due G.I. Joe days. Tim, welcome to Toronto.
Thanks for having me back.
Glad to see you back and, with your 10-year anniversary, I guess.
Yeah, Jesus.
So, since I last saw you, you've moved on from G.I. Joe. You've hit the big time, really. You're doing a lot of stuff from Marvel and D.C. now.
And, is that more big time than G.I. Joe? That is the question.
Well, G.I. Joe was pretty big time. I won't lie, but I mean, the big two, right? I mean,
yeah.
As I recall, that was kind of a dream, you know? I mean, it's everybody's dream to work for the big two.
Yeah.
So actually, I had a few Marvel questions I was going to
answer.
Okay, well, first of all, congratulations on this week's release of Deadpool versus Thanos.
Thanos.
I picked that up and I read it and I loved it.
Really? I don't think anybody fucking read it as far as I know. So.
Really?
I hear shit. I thought I would hear all kinds of complaints. I hear nothing.
I love the action figure intro, too.
Oh, yeah, that was all Marvel, I think. Axel Lanza writing dialogue for his toys.
Okay, my first question to you is, do you still have my toys?
Yes, I do.
It's actually, did they fall apart on the trip home? Because I know some of them were kind of like Love Bunny's ears and stuff were kind of iffy.
They are all in good shape.
Awesome.
And they are all,
I'm glad to hear that.
I actually have a shelf of my people making me custom toys, so I have all that stuff still.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I did some Love Bunny stuff.
They're right next to my bed, actually. And sometimes I can sleep with them at well made.
There was the Hack Slash. I even did a Core, I think.
That's right.
I can't remember if I gave that to you or Blaylock, but...
Blaylock had it.
Yeah, okay, right on. I think I gave one to Sue Bishop, too.
That's right.
The little one, the little pixie. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but yeah.
Molly.
That's it. Yes, Molly. So, yeah, you're doing a lot of Marvel stuff, which is really more my speed. I don't read a lot of DC, but I know you're also doing Grayson on the regular right now. Just finished Batman Eternal.
Yeah, so. And I have another Batman Eternal coming.
You got more Batman on the way.
Batman and Robin Eternal, which is the sequel.
The logical next step. But, yeah, you also did a Guardians of the Galaxy one-shot a couple of months ago, back in April.
Yeah, yeah.
Best story ever.
That's right. As advertised.
And because I know so much about you, Tim, because I've been following for years, like the cyber stalker that I am. I know that you're as much a fiend for continuity as I am. I guess that's sort of something that, like working on G.I. Joe, especially guys like Brandon Jurua, who, what a fantastic writer he was on that series.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, this guy knew every figure. Satan, for example, was an excellent figure
that
nobody knew about.
The Brazilian guy.
Exactly, the Storm Shadow variant. But yeah, that was one of the things I noticed about Guardians of the Galaxy was the loving attention to detail to the continuity. Because I think you're just as much a talented writer as you are as an artist. As I watch you sketch here and I'm amazed by what you're doing. but as a writer, you reach back and you find these continuity Easter eggs that kind of cool. The idea that Nebula has held the Infinity Gauntlet and would have an attunement to Thanos was something that I thought was really cool. Gamora was part of the Infinity Watch, so she would have at least some partial awareness, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a total skill, but the ability to remember shit other people forgot and ignored is one of my skills. Yes.
The good thing is sometimes you forget, and then when you see it, it takes you right back to when those comics came out.
And it
creates this continuity that's wonderful. Yeah, but actually, I was going to say, one of the best things about that Guardians of the Galaxy story was that it's a great standalone story. It's a great follow-up to the movie. Because you put in so much comic continuity, it's a great just Guardian story by itself in the concept of the comic continuity.
Yeah, that was a weird assignment because the assignment was make something that people who saw the movie could read. But I hadn't seen the movie because it was 3 months before it came out when they assigned it to me.
You did a great job.
So I just had to guess. They sent me the trailer and they said, "Can you watch this?" And I'm like, "All right."
It also reads very much like it could be adapted to the animated series coming out.
It looks
very much like it could be an excellent, maybe two-part episode for the animated series. I love the way that you introduced the Graces. And there's a bit of continuity that I really love, because I don't think anybody's mentioned Gamora's Graces since Annihilation, which was kind of a weird story anyway, because it was very out of continuity, I thought. Gamora is sort of a crazed villain. But she is kind of, you know, psychotic, and that's become a major part of her character.
For sure.
And, yeah, I thought it was great that you brought back Stellaris, and...
Well, she was in the Thor comics I read as a kid, so I wasn't going to let that one go.
Right on,
so.
There you go.
So. You're going to be here tomorrow. And then Death Metal I threw on there because no one was using him, but I made it a girl, and I have a whole backstory for it involving one of the Shi'ar guards, but they didn't need it. I was just like, here's the reason why it's a woman now. I made up all the stupid stuff.
It's got the reason there, too, yeah. So there's probably a good Shi'ar setup story there for sure. So I do have a few questions I was going to ask.
Sure.
Who would win in a fight? Love Bunny or Squirrel Girl?
Man, that's tough. You know what? I was so bummed when I read Squirrel Girl. I was like, this is what Love Bunny should have been. And it was
exactly
it was 12 years before.
That's why I love
no
it so much.
No one cared about it.
It
Squirrel Girl's great.
Hey, I care.
Good.
I care.
Thank you. I'm going to give it to Love Bunny because her partner is Mr. Hell and Squirrel Girl's is a squirrel.
Well, hold that thought, then, because I've got...
Thanks so much.
I've got follow-up questions.
Okay.
Who has the more pathetic gravestone, Mr. Hoppy or Monkey Joe?
Oh, man. Monkey Joe had accomplishments.
Or whose ghost would win, I should say.
Yeah, and Mr. Hoppy did nothing but get squashed by it. He had nothing going for him.
But I love Mr. Hoppy. He was adorable. Okay, here's another one. With Guardians of the Galaxy that you did, who would win in a fight, Mr. Hell or Groot?
Oh, man.
That's a lot of tentacles.
I'm going to give that one to Groot, because
okay.
He can be split down to lots of chunks.
And, Mr. Hell can eat just about anything, though.
That's true. All right. That's a draw. Give that one a draw.
Hey, I'm really busting your brain here on these questions. Okay, and now, this is actually another question I have. A burning question of mine, Caliber Jack.
Okay.
I'm going way back.
Yeah, Love Bunny's mentor.
Would you ever consider bringing him back Winter Soldier style?
That'd be interesting. Because that character was weird, too, because now I think about it, like, that's 12 years ago, and he was a gay Captain America, basically, right?
Well, there was
at least one relationship.
There was Dwayne...
The gay Doctor Strange.
The gay Doctor Strange. I loved him, yeah.
So, I would have been ahead of the game if I had kept that book out. But nobody bought it, except for you.
I talked it up. I got the trade paperback, the full color trade, when it came out about 5 years ago. I was really happy.
Yeah.
Finally on full color, because that's where it really belongs.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, it didn't sell that well, but I thought it was worth doing. Every once in a while, I'll do a bunch of Low Bunny sketches and think, like, just bring this back. Really love it. And then I'm like,
in an age where Squirrel Girl is as popular as she is, Love Bunny could probably hold her own.
But then everybody will think it's ripping off Love Bunny or Squirrel Girl, which would be so annoying for me to have to.
Well, I mean, Squirrel Girl's been around since, 1991, so I mean, I guess she does have the legacy.
She does. She wasn't like the character that is now.
But I mean, did anybody know Squirrel Girl when Love Bunny was coming out? She had like, what, one in continuity appearance at the time?
Is that it? She was in, because she's a Ditko character.
It's all before Dan Slott stuff, right?
Yeah.
So there was just the Ditko story, I think, back in the Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah,
I think it was a couple of out of continuity sort of.
Well, yeah, then she was.
There's a Hembeck strip that she appeared in, an Iron Man thing.
And then Great Lakes Avengers.
Yeah, but that's way after Love Bunny.
Yeah.
Maybe right around the same time.
I mean, I love this stuff.
Yes, like, I think you got it by a few years.
I've got it, yeah, I'm definitely ahead of the game. But would people know that? Would I have to explain it?
It's cover price. So
the worst thing I have to do is when people come to they see Hack Slash, they go, is that Bane? And I'm like, ah, because Vlad had the mask like 10 years
ago. He's got
before.
The mask. It is a kind of Bane-ish mask. I remember I was thinking Psycho Man. Well, I mean, you listed them all pretty much in comic book carnage. Psycho Manus.
Yeah, right.
What was it? Marv from Sin City.
Yeah.
Which is actually the two figures that I used to mash up and make the figure that I made for you. Pretty easy to do that one.
It's thing. It's like, you do this too long, and you just, like, it's bad
nothing new under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
But you explain to someone, you're like, no, I didn't base it on that. That came out way after. That's annoying. That's super annoying.
So, and that actually makes you more of an influence on later creators. So speaking of Hack Slash, this is my last question. Will we ever get to see a big screen Hack Slash movie?
Good God, I don't know.
It looked like it was a done deal a couple years ago.
Yeah. All I know is Hollywood is the worst place ever. That's all I know.
You know what? I've been on Hollywood Boulevard. I know what you're talking about.
I mean, just the
looks good from far, but
far
from good.
The whole idea is that it's better to not make things. Like, that's...
Yeah. Or make them bad.
Yeah.
Like Fantastic Four is an excellent example of that this summer.
Like, they do better to not do things, too. I'd rather just make stuff and then occasionally take money, but I would never, ever want to, you know, try to live in that world because, I don't know, like, I have this weird idea that I have morals and beliefs and stuff, and I just don't, I don't think I can do what they do.
Who's your favorite character to draw, actually?
Probably Cassie, just because it's, I mean, it's nice when people have me draw my own character, and they do seem to like her, so it's kind of nice.
Cool. And I guess Daryl and I are both wondering, what projects are you working on next?
Let's see. I have, Batman Eternal, Batman and Robin Eternal, and then Grayson, and Alice Cooper versus Chaos.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and,
nice.
And then, what else I got? Blade from Marvel.
Blade comic, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I think that's it for now.
Oh, wow.
I got a whole bunch of crap I gotta. That's the thing when you just have to keep coming up with pitches and then hoping that you have enough work for a month. So.
I love what you're doing at Marvel, and I really hope that this Deadpool Thanos series, you know, really catches some attention.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I'm really on the Deadpool right now. I'm a lifelong Thanos fan. Of course, the Avengers movies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in hog heaven every time I see Guardians and all that stuff. So it's great to see that. Oh, there is one thing that I got to ask you for.
Sure.
A high five heard across the multiverse.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, thank you so much for talking to me.
No problem.
Great to catch up with you, of course.
Yeah, good to see you.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep listening. We got the geek.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.